I came in here this morning and I thought of another life when I was the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we had a committee meeting that morning, and Dwight Cook and I often were two of the first people in the legislative chamber, and so we talked, and he had in front of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, he had like a $300 million income tax bill. So this is when we started this way back in 2015. And so we walk down into the center column as we're both going to our committees, and the press is setting up cameras, and everybody's packed, and it's all wild. And he's like, and he looks at me, and he's like, finally, somebody cares about income tax. And I had to look at him, and I said, Minority Leader Max Schneider's revenge porn bill is in Judiciary. And so I don't know how Senator Cook would have thought of this bill, but he would have been very excited that there are this many people interested in tax policy in the state of North Dakota. I'm here in full-throated support of this bill. You all heard what I said, or I hope at least most of you were listening during the State of the State address. We've been really blessed. We have got to talk and listen to North Dakotans from one end of the state to the other over the last year. I love campaigning. I love listening to people in American Legion halls and gymnasiums and barbecues and big communities, small communities, ag communities, oil communities. And I can absolutely tell you that the people who care enough to show up and talk about who they are going to support for any election in North Dakota, property tax is their number one priority. It should be ours. As we continue to go through this, the single most important thing we heard from people was taxes on their house. And so there's been various different ideas. None of these are new. I mean, we've been talking about these since before. And we took as many meetings as we could with as many different people from all ideological spectrums across both the state Senate and the state house, county commissioners, city commissioners, township, everywhere and in between. And I think I would really like to say a thank you to Mike Nathy for introducing this bill, because he's right. This isn't any one person's bill. There are a lot of people that have been working on these issues, not just this interim, but as we continue to move forward. I think the biggest thing here is we recognize two things. One, what we've done before hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. I was here when we bought down the 20 mills for social services. The fight on the floor of the Senate wasn't about whether we were lowering property taxes, it was about whether we were taking away local control. That was the fight on the floor. I'm assuming that was the fight on the floor in the House. Well, there was a little bit of a speed bump, maybe, but we didn't lower people's property taxes. The state pays for 20 mills for social services, and people are as frustrated as they've ever been. So I think the reform is really important, and I think the 3% cap on existing property tax budgets with as much flexibility as we could build in is a really, really great place to start. And I know there's going to be people that have concerns with it, but I think the alternative is either do the same thing we do over and over and expect a different result or do nothing. And I don't think the North Dakota citizens will stand for either one of those. So I think that's a really huge part, but I want to talk about the sustainability of the plan. And I agree with Senator Rummel. We will have to come back and fix some things. But once we get this right, I will just forewarn everybody, I think that bottom stream of the legacy fund, we should, I mean, and I know why we don't do it now, and I think that's smart legislation, and I think it's smart policy, but I think eventually we should make it permanent. Because if we get through one, I mean, if we have good bienniums, we don't need it now. Half of it's going into the general fund, half of it's going into SIF. We have major surpluses in both of those as we start the session. But then we can deliver that. And then down the road, if our economy goes bad and we're not getting $60 for a barrel of oil, or if we're only getting $6 for a bushel of soybeans, then we can play with the general fund piece of it. And the worst case scenario would be you're delivering more relief slower. Once this thing takes off, I think that's the huge part of it, because we're basing the legacy fund stream on 6.5% growth, but there's a part of this we cannot factor in, and that's that nobody gets more than zero. So if you get $1,550 in relief and you only pay $1,000 in property taxes, that extra $500 goes back into the legacy fund stream for the next biennium. So as more and more properties come off the rolls, that money will help increase that fund at an exponential rate. And I think it's a great place to project out as conservatively as possible, because the one thing we all will enjoy and benefit as a policy perspective is under-promising and over-performing. And as long as we continue, and I have no doubt that North Dakota's ag and energy economy are going to continue to grow and are going to continue to expand, we will be able to deliver sustainable relief. The one thing that I think, I'm uniquely proud of in this piece of legislation is how we deal with the ongoing general fund expense. And when property tax grows, relief grows to 2,000. And this comes from a place, I spent 6 years in D.C. 75% of the federal budget is spent before I ever got to take a vote. Ever. It's spent before any member that you elect to Congress, wherever you live in the country, ever takes a vote. So as this piece of the fund grows, you will take 50 cents of the growth and pay off the general fund expense, and the other 50 cents of the growth will go to continued property tax relief. So both of those things will continue to grow. And I want to be clear, this is a primary residential credit. This is what we heard from our constituents all across the state as we were going. But also, it's a path to get the legacy or the general fund expense for this program to zero, but it is also a path to get every single primary residence in North Dakota to zero. There's been some confusion about that, and I want to make it perfectly clear. As we grow that legacy fund stream, we will deliver the relief to the people who need it the most first. Seniors, low-income North Dakotans, the people who are really truly getting priced out of keeping their home. But we will deliver primary residential tax relief as long as our economy keeps growing and as long as the legacy fund continues to grow. We will be able to deliver primary residential relief that eventually gets every primary residence to zero. I think it's the most aggressive plan we can have. I think we get through one biennium and it becomes durable. And what I mean by that is we can figure out how to deliver this relief and pay off the general fund expense. So we all have term limits in this room. It won't be ours, but I don't think we should be saddling future legislatures with an ever-expanding general fund expense that is politically untenable to vote against. So we can grow this relief. We can grow it really, really fast, provided our economy continues to grow and the legacy fund continues to grow, and we can do it in a way that's durable, aggressive, and sustainable, and delivering it to the people who are demanding it the most, the quickest. So I really appreciate everybody's attitude and ability and willing to work and cooperate with it. And again, I couldn't more strongly recommend a do pass. And with that, I stand for any questions.